Good morning, dear Orlovilians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening us from near and far. Today is Thursday, 30th of April, and here in Orlovil is sunny with some clouds on 27 degrees Celsius, and weather forecast for today says very warm with sunshine and clear over the night, with temperatures ranging from low of 27 to high of 26, with heat index on 42 degrees Celsius. But over the weekend we can expect some showers on the spots and possible thunderstorms. Maximum ultraviolet index, it will be on 11, which is extreme. And winds from south at 70 km per hour, with occasional gusts on 32 km per hour. Moon is waxing gibbous, visible on 88%, and it will be full on Monday, 4th of May. Tomorrow is 1st of May, International Workers' Day, also known as Labor Day in some places, and celebration of laborers and the working classes that is promoted by international labor movement, anarchists, socialists and communists, and occurs every day on May Day 1st. But otherwise, 1st of May, an ancient European spring holiday, and the date was chosen for International Workers' Day by Second International to commemorate the High Market Affair, which occurred in Chicago on 4th of May in 1886. May Day is national and public holiday in many countries, but in only some of those countries celebrated specifically as a Labor Day or International Workers' Days. Some countries celebrate Labor Day on other dates significant to them, such as the United States, which celebrates Labor Day on the first Monday of September. And the day has its origins in the labor union movement, specifically the 8-hour day movement, which advocated 8 hours for work, 8 hours for recreation and 8 hours for rest. For many countries, in the late 19th century, the working class was in constant struggle to gain the 8-hour workday, and working conditions were severe, and it was quite common to work 10 to 16 hours a day in unsafe conditions. Death and injury were commonplace at many workplaces and inspired such books as Upton Sinclair's The Jungle and Jack London's The Iron Heel. As early as the 1860s, working people agitated to shorten the workday without a cut in pay, but it wasn't until the late 1880s that organized labor was able to garner enough strength to declare the 8-hour workday. This proclamation was without consent of employers, yet demanded by many of the working class. At this time, socialism was a new and attractive idea to working people, many of whom were drawn to its ideology of working class control over the production and distribution of all goods and services. Workers had seen firsthand that capitalism benefited only their bosses, trading workers' lives for profit. Thousands of men, women and children were dying needlessly every year in the workplace with life expectancy as low as their early 20s in some industries and little hope but that of rising up out of their destitution. Socialism offered another option. Let's stay here in Oroville. Tomorrow at 6:30 a.m. over the amphitheater in Matrimandir, we are invited to witness Paper Balloon, an experimental architecture project, and later at 3:30 p.m. we can come to see the floating of the hot air balloon. And Matrimandir team is reminding us that the weekly meditation with Savitri on Thursdays at the amphitheater will be on pause during May and June. On Sunday, 3rd of May, from 6 to 9 p.m. at Joy Community Guest House, we are invited to a Native American Full Moon Women's Circle, but only for women. They're inviting us to experience a full moon circle in tradition of the Native American culture. They'll share traditional sacred chants, dances, sacred pipe from the moon dance in Mexico. They invite the women to wear long skirts if possible, and you are welcome to bring music instruments if you play some. They're also asking you to bring some fruits or food for offerings and to share after the ceremony. For more information, you can call Ketel on 7094548427. And organizers of Kavunji Nature Camp are informing us the second group leaves on May 10 in the evening from transport service and leaves Kavunji on May 19 in the afternoon, and the children will be back in Oroville on May 20th early morning. And the third group, Kavunji Camp, leaves on May 18 in the evening from transport service and leaves Kavunji on May 27 in the afternoon, and the children will be back in Oroville on May 23rd early morning. And here's the update from the entry service to let us know that July 1st now is the date that they will be open for all new applicants. At the moment, they are working with over 100 people that are already in the process, and they are thanking us for understanding. And here's a note for newcomers saying that entry service team would like to inform you of the timings designated specifically for you to collect or submit the newcomer kit. You are requested to pass by their office in Town Hall during the hours on Wednesday and Friday between 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. And they are also open for B forms and recommendation letter matters on appointment only. And for all other matters, the office is open on Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays between 10 to noon. Auroville Council informs about Resource Link, which is a liaison between the residents of Auroville and the working groups. The aim of it is to have a constant interaction involvement between the resident assembly and the working groups in order to progress harmoniously in our organization. Secondly, to increase the active participation of the resource person towards the working groups. Third, to identify a resource person via different methods such as through a questionnaire, email, telephone or personal contact. And fourth, to have a record of resource person available who can offer their skills, competence for a particular topic to be discussed or work upon in subgroups with working groups like Auroville Council and Working Committee. And resource persons are essentially members of the community who are willing and available to offer the time, expertise, skills to a working group to fulfill a specific task. In the participatory working groups model, which is now in the basis upon which the Auroville Council and the Working Committee function, there is the intention to create a pool of resource persons that allows the group to easily ask for help when needed. For this resource person, a contribution of time will be based on their time available on or the time required for the particular task. The participation of the resource person will last up to the completion of the task. And who is a resource link? Right now it's Isha from SWAM, who will work actively with Auroville Council as a team and with the support of Resident Assembly Service in order to process and organize the available and to be acquired data on resource person. This data will be utilized by the participatory working groups at first, which can be then extended to other working groups units in the future. And here's the information from Auroville Singing Festival, and they are saying the third Auroville Singing Festival will probably take place on Friday 9th of October as well on Saturday 10th of October. This time they would like to propose the following theme: songs with deep lyrics reflecting a search for the innermost and with an uplifting effect. Furthermore, they would like to gradually encourage more and more participants to compose and write their own songs. Accompanying the songs with dance or other performing arts is also welcome. They are in the process of finalizing various details like venue, composition of the organizing team, duration of the festival, etc. But can already share with you that Noel X. Minson will again be the main organizer. Shakti and Rolf as music coordinators will provide an advice and training. Ananda will be the participants coordinator. They think that rehearsal by participants should preferably start latest from July onward, and for this reason potential participants should start preparing their songs now. The four above mentioned organizers are available for questions and suggestions. And here's the note from Auroville Library that from May 2nd to June 30th the library will be open from 9 a.m. to 12:30 only every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. And on Monday, the library will be open from 9 a.m. to 12:30 and from 2 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Tomorrow, library will be closed. And also, bakery will be closed, so you need to pick up your order for Friday today. And they wish us happy May Day. Puncture service is also closed because they left for their annual tour and will be back on Monday. PT purchasing service, stalls and snack bar will be closed tomorrow on Saturday, because they are also going for their annual tours and they are sorry for inconvenience. Yatra Nova will be closed tomorrow and they will be back on Monday. And summertime for Savi, it will be from May 1st until mid-June. They will reduce its services. And here's the word from us, because Auroville has been blessed by recent rains, giving the summer a great start. As the activities slow down, there is more time to work on experimenting and developing new programs and improving the existing setups. The possibility of providing affordable community communication in the future is an exciting prospect to share and develop. Meanwhile, the radio is always looking for people to join the team or to collaborate to widen the context. We are also interested in photographers to share images of Auroville's daily life in our social media, software developers familiar with mobile apps, and any motivated people of goodwill. And we wish you a good summer, whether you go far or stay here, the Auroville Radio is always near. And tomorrow at 7 p.m. at Ecofilm Club Sadana Falls, they will screen Bully, made in 2011, directed by Lee Hirsch. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see The Jewish Cardinal, made in France in 2013 and directed by Ilan Duran Cohen, and it's a drama. On Saturday they will screen International Animation Fantasy, Song of the Sea, made in Ireland, Denmark, Belgium, Luxembourg, France, and directed by Tom Moore. At Children Films on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. there will be no film, but later on at 8 p.m. at Cine Club we can see Oni Baba, drama horror, made in Japan in 1964 and directed by Kaneto Shindo. And from the words of the mother, Volume 14, we read, "You must do the work as an offering to the divine and take it as a part of your sadhana. In that spirit, the nature of the work is of little importance, and you can do any work without losing the contact with the inner presence." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on oralradio.org.